I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Ever heard of a UPG? It's an unreached people group, and a total of 2 billion individuals fall into the unreached category. The Alliance for the Unreached intends to change this. As part of the alliance, DOOR International focuses on the unreached deaf population. DOOR CEO Rob Myers.
Many are familiar with the passage that says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That's very, very true in deaf communities. There are very few deaf leaders who are trained to reach other deaf communities.
Led by a senior team of deaf Christians, DOOR International provides training in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. They're prioritizing deaf communities with the largest amount of need. Please remember to pray for the deaf on June 9th, the International Day for the Unreached. And Audio Scripture Ministries shares God's Word through audio Bibles. These audio Bibles are vital in areas where a print Bible is inaccessible or people are oral learners. Plus, the audio Bibles are solar-powered, which removes challenges when electricity is either unavailable or hard to reach. Audio Scripture Ministries' Joshua Harrison says their audio Bibles have been well-received in Mexico.
People love to share God's Word, and there's such hunger for it. In Mexico, in a recent distribution, we were able to place many audio Bibles, including one, for example, in the household of a young mother who weaves elaborate patterns on her loom for hours a day to help support her family while her husband is away working. And she listens to God's Word.
This woman can share the audio Bible with her children and her neighbors while she works. Please help Audio Scripture Ministries share God's Word in audio. We'll connect you with the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Find us here on social media or on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens, and you can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.